What about the side effects that were observed in that study? What was your take on that?
With Abraxane, there was less grade 3 and 4 neutropenia than with 260 per meter squared of Abraxane as compared to 175 per meter squared of paclitaxel, although this really didn't translate into a difference in febrile neutropenia, which was low in both arms. There was a 10% incidence of grade 3 neuropathy with Abraxane versus a 2% incidence with cremophore-based paclitaxel. And this may not be all that surprising given the differences in the doses that were used. Also observed was an apparent fairly rapid reversibility of the neuropathy, so that the 24 patients, or 10% of the population, who experienced that degree of neuropathy seemed to have a median time to resolution back to baseline of about 3 weeks, that is perhaps almost by the next cycle, where it seemed to take a longer time in the patients randomized to cremophore-based paclitaxel. So hopefully that will be an observation that will be confirmed and observed by others. So neuropathy is certainly something that we're concerned about. On the other hand, I'm also very intrigued by the data from the U.S. Oncology Group that Joanne Blum has reported, showing that a weekly regimen of Abraxane given to a population of patients who are already taxane exposed to either paclitaxel or docetaxel, many but not all of whom have some pre-existing neuropathy, that particular regimen seemed not to cause a whole lot of severe neuropathy, particularly the 100 milligram per meter squared 3 weeks on and 1 week off regimen. I think the week off does matter. I think we learned in CALGB 9840, trying to give sustained weekly paclitaxel, that certainly this was an active way of giving the drug, but I think reflecting the way that most community oncologists work, that 1 week off a month is probably realistic, and I think it does help mitigate against cumulative neuropathy.